Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Is there ever a time when spanking is an effective discipline? What if you're somebody that was raised that way? There's been a lot in the media lately, and Adrian Peterson, football player, has been charged now, but there's been a lot of, you know, discussion in the media as to whether or not this is an effective form of discipline or whether or not timeouts and other things work well. My guest today is Dr. Robert Segi. He's a practicing pediatrician, chief of the Division of Family and Child Advocacy, and a professor of pediatrics at Boston University. Welcome to the show, Dr. Segi. So you're even quoted in one of the articles about this incident. Generally, and not only this instant, what is an effective discipline for children? I know it depends on their ages, but a four-year-old, you know, and spanking, speak about it.
Sure. Well, first of all, parents do need to discipline their children, and discipline comes from the same root as disciple, and it's how we teach, and parents need to teach their children good from bad. What we now know about children, though, is like everybody else, they really want to learn. And as you said, it depends on the child's age. So when children are very young, the most important thing a parent can do is pay attention to them. So we like to encourage parents to catch them when they're being good, to let them know, I love it when you, whatever it is they're doing. So give them that positive instruction on what they should be doing. And occasionally they also need to be corrected. And there's a groundswell of literature and opinion among pediatricians that hitting a child is really not an effective way of teaching them, for example, not to hit. And so we need to both model for our children what we want them to do and give them clear instructions on what it is they're supposed to do. Having said that, many Americans do spank their children. I'm certainly aware of that. People do that in my practice. But regarding the particular case that came to the news lately, there is clearly a line between a spanking, a pat in the butt, whatever, and beating a child and leaving the kind of marks that Adrian Peterson's child had. And just imagining if that happened to an adult, what we would think about it. And children, of course, are people.
Well, they are. And I just think, you know, I did spank my daughter once when she was younger, and then I saw her spank a dolly. And I said, oh, my God. And I said, I'm never going to do that again. And I think I probably was as a child, but not much, you know. And we can see, Dr. Segi, how kids can make you crazy, really. But we have to have our coping mechanisms. So if you will speak up as you talk to us, give parents coping mechanisms for when their children are misbehaving, ways that we can calm ourselves down so we don't lose it on our children.
Sure, absolutely. And that's so important to recognize that just like children are people, so are we. And nobody can drive you quite as crazy as your own children. So the first thing to do is to recognize that feeling and to tell your child, this is making me really angry. If a child's young, like four, you can teach them to do a timeout. And one of the beauties of a timeout, which is when a child has to stand or sit in one particular place for a few moments to calm them down, it also gives the parents a chance to calm down and let our own adrenaline run out. And have that feeling when the timeout is over that we can forgive our child, give them instructions on what it is they should do next time, and a little kiss. And that's fine. So for a timeout, it's actually pretty simple to do. You tell your child, for example, no hitting, timeout, and then you put them in a corner. We had a particular corner in our home in the living room where the children had to stand and face the corner for we suggest 1 minute per year of age. So for a four-year-old, that would be 4 minutes. And the timer goes off, it's done, and you say, next time I want you to play nicely with your cousin, and then you're done. And the beauty of that is that gives the child very clear instructions on what they did wrong. It doesn't involve any physical discipline, and children can use some of that technique later themselves to sort of take a moment to control themselves just the way you're doing when you're really angry as a parent.
Well, so, okay, we can do all of those, but sometimes you don't want to give them a little kiss. You know, sometimes that's not what you want to do. And you mentioned timeouts. Some kids don't stay in timeout. And you're like, okay, they're not staying. And yes, you want to do 4 minutes and 2 minutes and whatever, but they don't stay. And you're like, okay, stay there. And then they're just a willful little kid and they walk away. So at what point do the parents walk away and give ourselves a timeout to calm ourselves, do some deep breathing, or turn it over to another parent and say, you deal with this because I can't? And what if they won't stay in timeout?
Okay. So two different questions. One is, if you begin to feel you're losing it, put your child someplace else and gather yourself together. And boy, you know, I'm the father of three kids, and I remember very distinctly a few times when I turned to my wife and I would say, she's your daughter. And that was fine. And I'm lucky enough to be in a two-person family. I think it's hard to raise a child without some other adult support, whether you're a single parent or in a couple, you need to have another adult around for just for those moments. Having said that, if a child doesn't stay in a timeout is a learned behavior like everything else. So what I suggest parents do at first is they hold their child, when they're young, in a timeout, so kind of at arm's length, so it doesn't feel like a hug, but not hurting them, and have them stay there. So you teach them to do that. When a child is older, if they get out of the timeout, you can say, well, set the timer for 4 minutes, whatever. We're going to have to reset it and start all over. And then you can say, well, got to reset it and start all over. And I really want to do this, that, and the other thing, whatever it is. I'll go outside and play something. But I got to get this out of the way first. So let's just get it done. And children will eventually tire of that game, and they'll just do what they need to do. If you're having more problems, there are a bunch of behavioral techniques. And usually your pediatrician can help you figure out how it is that the child and you are interacting and make some suggestions for you on how to do that. Or sometimes there are other parenting resources in the community where people can really, kind of like super nanny, go in and try to help you figure out what's going on in the interaction that makes it so difficult. Because the thing to remember is that deep in their hearts, children really, really want to please their parents. They want our love and affection. They want our approval. They're just born not knowing very much. And our job as parents is to figure out ways to be clear and loving in setting boundaries so they can know how they can, what they're expected to do.
Well, I think that that's certainly true. And when we see situations gone awry like this one, where it really has crossed the line. And, you know, some people are shaking their heads, Dr. Seggy, and some people are, you know, saying, yeah, that's the way to treat a child. But, you know, whatever your beliefs are, as you say, children are people too, and they learn from us. So if we are disciplining our children that way, they are then going to become that kind of discipliner as well. So in the last minute, please give your best advice for effective discipline, your best tips for parents listening that are about to lose it and may raise their hand, and instead they can do something else.
So first of all, before you get to that position, know what kind of things your child does. Maybe it's going to the supermarket where they just run all over the place. Plan for it and say, keep them engaged in the supermarket. Find me something red. Help me find the Cheerios. Get them engaged, because children often misbehave just to get our attention. Secondly, when you feel yourself losing it, say to your child, I'm getting really angry. You need to go over there. And kids, we usually get that. They're actually pretty sensitive emotional barometers for us as adults. And you need to train, we as parents need to train ourselves to do that. And third, if this is really a problem for you, get help. There's a lot of stuff known about parents. We can all use a little help. Nobody can raise their kids by themselves. There's no shame in going to a pediatrician or someone else you trust and say, you know, Joey's gets me to the end of my rope. I need some help figuring out how to teach him right from wrong. That's okay. It's wonderful. Many of my families did it. We did it ourselves as parents. Being able to have the ability to realize, oh, my God, I need to figure something out. That's a wonderful thing to do.
Thank you so much. Great advice on effective discipline. You're listening to Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics right here on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.